Marie Kondo is the new It Girl. If you haven't heard about her yet, you certainly will.
She's had a powerful last 24 to 48 hours.
Well, it's actually, it all started on New Year's Day when her Netflix show came. And what she is, she's a Japanese woman, and she's developed a cult following because of the way she organizes. Yep. I shouldn't say actually organizes. It's just the way she makes things tidy, because that's the name of her Netflix show.
Doesn't she do this by sorcery? She makes people get rid of it, so therefore things become tidy?
Kind of. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. She goes into people's houses and she helps them eliminate junk and organize it. It's called the KonMari method. And here's basically the main point of it.
Key point for distinguishing items which spark joy from those which don't is to feel the item in your hands and see how your body responds. See if it sparks joy in you.
You have to figure out if things spark joy. And if they don't spark joy, you got to get rid of them. But there's a special way to get rid of them.
I mean, I have all sorts of extra items, like, stacked up in my house in various areas. I'm supposed to hug each one of these items?
Well, you have to hold them in your hands. So here's what we'll do, Raven. I went into our office.
Yeah.
And I gathered three items.
Just random things. I mean, we never even go in there.
And we often get yelled at because our office is very cluttered. So I figured this is the perfect way to try the KonMari method.
There's a lot of people that want offices that would take better care of their offices, but don't get an office.
Right. First thing we need to do, Raven, is, and producer Christian, I'd like you to do this too. We're all going to get on our knees and we're going to thank the office for providing us sanctuary.
Wait a minute, boys.
All of us get on our knees.
I'm operating equipment over here.
No, come on. Just get down. Get down on our knees.
Here we go.
Marie Kondo says we need to now silently.
Wait a minute, we pray to KonMari?
No, we don't pray to her.
All right.
We just, KonMari. Guys, you're going to do this wrong and we're not going to organize. Think.
Do we start?
No, yeah, we started. In your mind, you should be thanking the office for providing sanctuary.
I did it.
Okay, we can get up now. All right, ready to get up. Okay, now.
Feels like that was time well spent.
Well, listen, during the show, she takes a lot of time thanking the space. She thanks houses.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I have everything here in a pile.
Yeah.
Here's the pile of stuff. Yeah. All right.
Demonstrated to be a pile by you throwing it down. Okay.
Now, we must do this.
Touch the item that sparks joy for you, and you feel all of your cells are rising.
Okay,
wait a minute, what?
If you feel,
what?
You have to things hold rising the item in your hand. So the first thing I'm going to hand you, Raven, is this old Elsa tiara from Frozen that I found.
Right. Oh.
Now,
and the question is, does it bring me joy?
No. Does it spark joy? Do you hear it? Do you feel like, ching? Ching.
Well, not necessarily. And one side of it is broken, which could give us a tetanus. Like, we could get a cut on this
thing. Close your eyes. Feel it. Does it spark joy? Ching.
Slightly. Slightly. Slightly joy.
All right. So,
I always feel like there's a need for a tiara. So, let's put that in the joy pile.
Okay.
All
good.
Right, keep that there. Stays. See, we're making progress here.
Okay. Next item in the pile.
You have more items?
Yeah.
Maybe we should come back with the other items.
All right. These other two items are really important because if they don't spark joy, there's a special way we have to get rid of them. We're going to get to that coming up next, right here on Star. We've been discussing Marie Kondo. She's the new It Girl. If you haven't heard about her, she has a Netflix show called Tidying Up. She's a Japanese woman. And basically, she's created an entire way to organize your house, or I should say, tidy your house.
Yeah, it's become kind of like a movement. I mean, they're even saying that consignment shops are full up because of everybody using her techniques.
And getting rid of stuff in their house. And what the most important part is, first, you have to thank the space you're in. So thank your house. We've done that. We've thanked our office. You make a pile of all the stuff.
Got on the floor awkwardly.
Yeah, we got on the floor.
Right.
And then you put everything in a pile, which I've done. I've collected items from our office. And then this is the important part.
Touch the item that sparks joy for you. And you feel cute.
Right.
All of your cells are rising.
So far...
We use a tiara.
And you said
it
sparked joy.
I didn't feel ting, ting, but I felt like a crown always sparks a little bit of joy. And then you put it on and you felt pretty good.
I felt joy, so we're keeping it.
Right.
Next, we have this Bop It. Bop It.
I gotta be honest. Bop It. I've had some...
31.
No. See, I've had some contentions with the Bop It. I'm not a big fan. I know that it brings you joy.
It brings me joy.
And I don't want to be a killjoy.
Hold on, but it's you deciding. Oh, hold the Bop It.
Do I have to feel it?
Hold the Bop It. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Does the Bop It spark joy?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Do you feel cha-ching?
No.
Do you feel yourself rising?
No, I'm ready for it to go. I'm ready for it to get away from
anger.
Me. No.
Here's the important part.
What?
If it doesn't spark joy, We have to get rid of it, but there's a way that we get rid of it.
Well, what do we do?
When you let go of an item, you must thank it.
Now I gotta thank it. I don't even like it.
Hold on, you missed her the way you have to say it. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So now can you please thank the Bop-It?
Thank you, Bop-It. Get away from me.
All right, now.
Get out of here.
Now you can eliminate it.
What's the last thing this thing was wiped down with a disinfectant wipe?
It's really sad they got rid of the Bop-It.
It's like sticky.
Okay.
All right, it should go.
All right, one more item and that's
it. Oh, you've got another one?
Listen, this is when I went to one of those paint and drink wine places.
Yeah.
And I painted this rooster that's been in our office for 3 years.
You had a real tear with that. You were going to those classes all the time.
Mostly for the wine.
Right.
Yeah.
The rooster. Yeah, this guy is kind of like a mascot of the office. And even though your husband doesn't want it in your house, right, this thing kind of brings me joy.
Brings me joy, too. Yeah.
No, I think this could stay.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't really have time to thank it anyways at this point.
Thank you, Marie Kondo.